Donegal financial advisor Sean McNulty has created Ireland's first piece of digital finance advice software, which he is hoping will change how consumers receive their financial advice. And when it comes to financial advice and going to see a financial advisor, looking at pensions or investments, many people can bury their head in the sands and choose to not do anything about it. May think it's a lot of hassle, may think it's a lot of money. But Sean, who has worked in this area for many years, is hoping that his new software is going to change all of that, because you will be able to do all of this on your phone or on your laptop by using Rethink Money. So Sean joins us on the line now to talk more about this. Sean, good evening. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure.
So will you tell us about Rethink Money? You are a first here in Ireland.
That's correct. Yeah, the first of what we're doing, we see the first iteration of anywhere, not just Ireland. I've been in fintech, which is financial technology, in that industry about 10 years now, and I've seen a lot of kind of similar things happening. But essentially what we're doing is digitizing financial advice and financial plans. So a first of its kind financial advisor in your pocket, if you like.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose, you know, how does it work then on a basic level?
On a very basic level, and to keep things simple, if you sign up for the software, it's a web-based application at the moment, and soon we'll have it in the app stores once we're up and running. But essentially, if you create an account and you answer 9 simple questions, straight away the software takes over and creates your digital financial plan. So everything around mortgages, pensions, life insurance, income protection, things like this, all the what we call big ticket items when it comes to your personal finances. Through them 9 questions, we can start quantifying any shortfalls in your personal financial plan. So the software takes over then and creates a draft of your financial plan. And that's obviously a digital financial plan. It takes you into a dashboard. And then you get financial health scores for each area of your personal finances. For example, if you're planning for your pension and you're doing well on that front, you'll get a high score. If you have no pension in place and you're not contributing anything, you might get a lower score. So with those algorithms working in the background, we can actually produce financial advice then to help you maximize the score in that area, which means maximize your financial health in that area. And of course, then what we do is we take everything together. We can give you an average then score for the overall health of your finances. And through doing that, what we're doing is introducing gamification into financial planning.
So say, for instance, somebody didn't have any kind of, say, life assurance or policy in place, and they'd obviously score low then, and they were thinking of doing that. How would the software work then? Would you be able to get quotes? Would you advise them on where they can go or send them towards a particular company?
Yeah, exactly. So they may score high and they may score low depending on their circumstances. And this is what's unique about the software. You know, by getting a little bit of information from you, first of all, you know, let's say, for example, it's a young person that's single. They may not need a lot of life insurance. Whereas if it's a person who has a family and people who depend on their income, then of course they need more life insurance than the single person with no dependents. So that's the way this the score differs for every single person. So in that scenario, if you wanted to take out life insurance there and then within the platform, with 2 or 3 extra clicks, you can get a live price for that actual insurance policy that is specific to you. So the software will make recommendations on how much cover you actually need, depending on your circumstances. For example, what age is your children? How much do you take home? Things like this in your date of birth. So it'll give you the market price. But of course, because we're a digital technology, we can actually offer cheaper prices for the policies because our overheads aren't the same. We're doing something very different than every other financial advisor in the country. We like to think we're going against the grain and disrupting the model a little bit. So we'll be able to show you what the market price is and then what the price is through Rethink Money and then how much you save over the term of the policy, which can be a couple of thousand euros. There and then, if people are happy to proceed, again, a few simple clicks and they can actually go and complete the health questions there and then and actually submit an application. Now, there will always be financial advisors, a team of financial advisors waiting in the wings through web chat, phone, email, text, whatever the case is. We'll always be there to help people. And once you submit an application, we're going to review that for you before we submit it to the life company anyway. And then that relationship, as we'll manage that relationship going forward, your score will update on the platform. as long as your application is approved. And then you will have a life policy then with one of the five insurance companies, depending on who's who we pair that client with, for example. Mm-hmm. Of course, what we're looking at, and the likes of life policies as an example, they're all very generally the same. Some have special offers and things like this going on at some times, and some will do price matching and cheapest prices, others won't. So, of course, what we're looking for is the quality of the policy, and that's our job because we have agency agreements with all of them. Our job is to find the best policies at the cheapest premiums for the clients.
Okay, so much like a financial, I suppose like a physical financial advisor who would have an office and you might go in and meet, you do the same thing, but you know, basically you're doing it online. And you, we spoke there about, say, the life insurance policy, that kind of thing. But you also deal with the likes of pensions, investments, mortgages, all that as well.
Absolutely, yeah. We offer the full suite, I suppose. It took us a while now, obviously, getting authorization through the central bank, but we came out with a full authorization for mortgages, insurance and investment, where a lot of the financial advisors around the country might only have insurance, be authorized under the insurance directive, the IDR. And that still allows them to offer investments, but through the insurance companies, whereas we have a kind of broader reach, I suppose.
I suppose when it comes to things like, you know, like life insurance, about investments, pensions even, people can tend to stick their head in the sand and ignore it. And, yeah. You know, if somebody mentions, you know, financial planning and maybe going to a financial advisor, they might be, you know, might feel a bit daunted about it and put it on the long finger. But I suppose with this, I mean, it's a pretty easy thing to do. As you say, you can do it from the comfort of your own home as long as you're sitting in front of the computer, or when the app arrives, they'll be able to do it on their phone as well.
Yeah, so I call that the ostrich effect, and I use that quite regularly, you know, when it comes to personal finances. And you have to appreciate that as well, and we don't mind that. And obviously every person that we meet, and of course I still do Zoom meetings with clients because I love that one-to-one interaction with people's finances, because you find everybody's finances are so completely different, and it doesn't matter if you earn 20 grand or 200 grand. Everybody has a problem managing with their finances. Now, I say everybody, I mean the vast majority. And the problem being is because we're not educated on our personal finances. We're not told how to take control of our finances or what tools we should use or what makes us a good mortgage applicant. Everybody finds out the same way, a bit like parenting. You know, you're a novice until you actually, the baby's in your arms, and then you learn quickly. But with our personal finances, what we find is you work long and hard enough to earn that money. You know, you get it after you pay your taxes. And then we just let it go to waste. We don't tell our money what to do. So what happens is at the end of the month, we look backwards and we figure out, well, where's that gone? Or where it's in one hand and out the other. So we have to appreciate that there is that problem around personal finances. You know, we're missing a big trick here around education and secondary schools about teaching people about personal finances. But anyway, when we have this problem, like you say, people stick their head in the sand or don't know where to go. This, I suppose, is our one of our reasons why we started this, is because there's that lack of accessibility to things like this, to quality financial advice. Like there's resources, I think the old model is broken where you have to take time off work and go down Main Street and sit in a dusty office and listen to somebody preach to you about their finances, use jargon and sell you some policy. Everybody goes online. So you can do this on your phone, and just to hit on that point, because even though it's a web-based application, you can get in through our website and everything is mobile first. So you'll still have the same experience on a mobile versus a PC at the moment. And yes, we'll just wrap it into, you know, one of those native apps, so you'll be able to kind of touch it from your home screen rather than your browser. But it's that hitting on that point is accessibility, sitting in your jammies on a Saturday night watching X Factor. Now you can, in under 1 minute, have a financial plan. And you know what it is? It's just a starting point. You're not going to solve all your problems overnight. You know, you're not going to reduce all that financial stress overnight. But what we have through our platform is, again, we can give you a digital health score. You know, it's a free financial health check. And within the software then is an action plan. It's step-by-step guides on how you can improve each area of your finances. And this is what you have to do. And I use the analogy sometimes of, you know, this is like a math test. And again, a lot of listeners might be switching off and going on a math test. I remember them. But what we're doing is giving you the answers. And we're actually teaching you how to correct the answers and what they mean as well. So It's that breaking down the walls, I suppose, are the problem of financial illiteracy that we all have. And actually saying, well, this is simple because we find it simple. And I hope you can tell that I love this. I love what I do and I love this sector. And I love helping people understand their finances. So this is what we've done through technology. And we didn't do this overnight. You know, this company, Rethink Money, we have been 4 years building this. And before that, we had another company where we had a different business strategy. And that was going for 4 or 5 years as well. So it's been a long time getting to where we are now. So we understand when people are worried about their finances. But trust us that we have put a lot of time and effort into making this as simple as possible. Mm-hmm. So now we can control our personal finances in the most simple way possible.
And as you mentioned, for somebody, you know, who would be venturing into this and might be feeling a bit nervous because, you know, they're doing it online and not with somebody in front of them. As you mentioned, you do have somebody available on the end of the line, whether it is on the phone or web chat, to discuss it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something that we found in the industry. Like when I started out, oh, give me age now, 16 years ago, I started out. Financial advice gone, I'm rubbing my head here. You know, at that time and even up till now, a lot of the problems and a lot of the delays are paperwork and admin and time going to meetings and stuff like that. We've stripped all that out because we're using technology to take out a lot of the time wasted. But yes, absolutely. As I said, I love doing the one-to-one reviews. But what we're doing is if you get in and put your details into the platform, you know, the software is giving you the advice, but then there are financial advisors who will happily jump on a one-to-one Zoom meeting or phone call or talk to you via email or text and explain what the numbers mean even further. So if you like, we have designed a technology that people can go in without talking to us and go end to end and apply for their mortgage or sort out their pension, start their pension, take out life cover from end to end without engaging with us. For everybody else who wants to engage with us, who wants that interaction with a qualified financial advisor, we are there via web chat, via Zoom, via Teams, via phone call, email, web chat, whatever they prefer, we can communicate through that medium.
And Sean, finally, just for anyone who's interested and wants to head along to the website, what are the details?
Very simple. It's rethinkmoney.ie. And you can find us on all the main social channels as well. And get, even for people who don't sign up, get loads of helpful educational content on our social channels through short videos.
Well, look, we're going to leave it there for the moment. Thanks so much for joining me, Sean. And look, the very best of luck to you all in Rethink Money.
Thank you very much, Mary, for having me once again.